So he says, let's play the man for our people. And you know what? This is what we need to do in our lives, because there are going to be times as a husband where maybe you start to get fearful about your situation, you're fearful about the finances, you're fearful about whatever the case may be. But it's important that we as men play the man in our home. Even when we're not feeling total courage, total steadfast boldness, that's the image that we need to portray. Why? Because we want to give our wife and our children security. And we know it's like, oh, I don't know what to do, you know, I'm just pain. Or like, here's the thing, if you're really indecisive as a man, that's not a manly attribute, being indecisive. So you need to be indecisive up here and just, oh yeah, I got this, you know, on the outside. You know, and go be indecisive somewhere else. It's just a fundamental difference between men and women. Men are more decisive. If you don't believe me, just go through the drive-thru with men and women. Men go through the drive-thru and they're just like, give me a number one. Supersize or whatever, right? That's how men order. Or a lot of times I'll go to a restaurant and just be like to the waitress, what do you think is the best thing here? Give it to me. Or I've literally gone into restaurants multiple times and just said, surprise me. And they're like, but sir. And I'm like, no, surprise me. It's like, okay. Because, you know, it's just you get in a rut where you keep ordering the same thing. I've literally walked into a restaurant just by faith. I said, surprise me. And then I think it was my son, John, didn't he do that? He was trying to be like dad. We went to a restaurant. He tells the waiter, surprise me. And they did. I mean, they're like, well, we've never seen a kid do that, you know. It's good that you're not picky, you know. But, you know, you go in there and you're just like, give me a number one, medium well, next, right? And then a woman goes to order. It's like, oh, go ahead and give me this. Oh, wait, I changed my mind. How about this? And then asking all kinds of questions about the menu. And just, and sometimes you want to tell your wife, like, did you know that we're going to eat other meals in our life? And that this doesn't have to be the ultimate meal that you've ever had? It doesn't, you know, did you know that we can actually come back to this restaurant another time and try all the other things? It's like, oh, there's so many good, or like, this one always blows me away, like, there's so many good things on the menu. I don't know what to get. It's like, well, if there's so many good things, it should be really easy because you can just pick one and they're all good. There's so many good things. Then just go with the first one. You know. So, I mean, it's just a fundamental, I'm not down on women. I'm just saying there's a difference between men and women the way that they order. I mean, when men order, it's like the law of the Medes and the Persians. It cannot be altered. Whereas women, they'll pull up to the window. They've already ordered, they've paid, and then it's like, I changed my mind. You're just like, honey, no. And then your wife's like, please change my order. Please. You're like, no, it's been ordered. It's done. It's settled. We cannot change. No, change it. Change it. Please change. You know, you're just like, argh. So it's just a difference. So man, part of being manly is decisiveness. Why? Because why would a woman want a leader who doesn't know what he's doing? It makes you scared. I mean, what if you got on an airplane and the pilot came to you in the seat and just said to you, like, you know what? What do you think is the best altitude? I mean, it's real windy. What do you think we should do? Should we even do this flight? Is it too dangerous? Is it clear? What do you guys? Let's have a vote. Let's go ahead and vote. Who here thinks we should take off even though it's about to start pouring rain and lightning and everything? Okay, who thinks we should not go? I mean, would you feel good on that flight? You'd be like, oh man, what in the world? This guy doesn't know what he's doing. Get me off this plane. So that's how your wife feels if you're not given clear direction of this is where we're going, this is what we're doing, you know, and fearless. It's going to be great. It's fine. I've got this, you know, we're going to fix it. Rather than just like, I just don't know what we're going to do, honey. I just don't know. I mean, I lost my job and I don't know. What do we do? You know, you need to have a plan as men. And you might go through a little, you know, session like that in your mind. Hopefully you don't. But, you know, if you're going to have a crying, if you're going to have a crying breakdown, don't have it in front of your family. You know, do that somewhere else and get it all figured out and just come back. You know what? I know what we're going to do. We got this, you know. Play the man, right? Don't just exude weakness and exude femininity. You know, be a man. Play the man. Ideally, be a man. But if you can't be a man, at least play the man. You know what I mean? Help us. So fake it till you make it, right?